K-State Nation, welcome back to another edition of the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas. Eddie Greer coming to you on this rainy, sunny, Tuesday, September 9th, 2025. It's your first time listening to this K-State podcast, all things K-State sports, where we don't focus on the frustrations on football. Of course, football, basketball, cross country. We're going to get into that here in a second. Go back a little bit. Women's and men's golf began yesterday. We'll get you caught up on that as the week goes on, and so much more. Plenty of things to talk about other than seeing our football team struggling, like we have struggling here. But we'll come back to football, obviously, because they got a short week coming up. Obviously, quick turnaround, and I don't think it's going to be good. Let's just say that. Arizona on the road, Friday. We'll just have to see. Because I have expectations for this team right now. Well, other than the fact that this team right now is bad right now. But anyways, real quick here. I want to jump on here real quick here. This won't come out until towards lunch hour here today. And I'm going to record a couple episodes tonight, obviously. So there's plenty of things to talk about here on this K-State podcast. Of course, it's everyday podcast. If you're not a subscriber to this podcast, I don't know what you're waiting on there. Go ahead and subscribe. Hit the alarm bell. Every time we upload content daily, K-State coverage daily, y'all be first to know about it, right? Podbean app. I'm going to wait until me and Alex debrief tomorrow. Get together tomorrow night. I have a lot of things to do tomorrow night. Two meetings, actually, tomorrow. And then me and Alex will cop on and talk about the continuations of the frustrations of this football team on the Podbean app, Greer3, Eddie's Podcast, G-R-I-E-R, the number 3, E-D-D-I-E, the podcast. That is G-R-I-E-R, number 3, E-D-D-I-E, the podcast. And, of course, pass the word along to other K-State fans about this everyday podcast, the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. While the football team ain't winning, another team is winning. The women's cross-country team taking home the win in Ashland, Nebraska last Friday during the Platte River Rumble Gold, and the men's team coming in third place. And this is the first win for the K-State women's cross-country team since the Panorama Farms Classic. You got to go back not too long ago, actually, back in October of 2023, the last time they took home a victory there as well. The Cats there, the ladies, well, back in 2023, that last win had 116 points there. The women had three Wildcats. Well, this will help getting you that dub. The Cats, Lady Cats anyways, three ladies inside the top five. And then nine runners landed inside the top 50. That's 30. Well, this is weird. Okay, the scoring here is weird because obviously football, baseball, especially basketball, the highest team obviously wins, right? The lowest in cross country. I never understood it, but maybe I understand it now. But the lowest team total wins it. That actually makes sense. Well, doesn't make sense, but it makes sense in this instance here for cross country there as well. 34 points, second, and they beat host Nebraska. We're still talking about the ladies here. 68, so they beat them by half of that. The men's team, K-State men's cross country team last week came in podium, third place, 79 points, and they were behind Iowa Western and Northwest Missouri State. They're a really close battle between those two, and K-State a solid third right there as well. Kate Bucknum, second year at the helm for the K-State men's cross-country team. They're seeing her ladies get it done in Nebraska last week. Quote, "I thought our women looked really strong from start to finish." And she continues on here and say they did a great job of packing up front and covering each other. Everyone is not going to be 100% every race. So to see them step up for each other where needed was really encouraging to see, end quote, there as well. And hey, if you're going to continue to have success like this, you're and we, I might as probably not, because everything just meshes in together now. But Cecilia Fisher, runner-up, 17:21, and now has the 21st fastest time in K-State women's cross-country history there. She was followed by Grace Meyer, her senior teammate, crossing the line there at 17:29, not too far behind. And Christine Girono was fifth at a 17:31 right there as well. All three of them knocking down fastest 5K times there. A huge accomplishment there. And Girono, you go back, she won one of the events last year. If my memory is correct on that, we talked about that on the podcast last year. In the middle of that again. And for Cecilia Fisher and Grace Meyer, these two ladies, we have followed these ladies since we started this podcast. And they used to be, what, 7 and 8 on the depth chart? And here they are, what, probably second and third behind Girono on the list. Now, that's a guess, I'm assuming, because Christine Girono is a little bit faster than the two of them, but to see Fisher and Meyer take the leadership roles, that's huge for those ladies. So very, very happy for Grace and Cecilia there, respectively there, for stepping up to play, especially Cecilia Fisher there, second in the cross-country meet in Ashland, Nebraska. This is the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. The ladies, even the ladies, have just the amount of wins than the K-State football team. Eddie Greer, the third. Hey, I gotta speak the truth there as we continue to dunk on this football team, as the K-State football team gotta get ready to go to Arizona. We'll talk about that. There'll be a pregame. I'm gonna have to move things around as far as the back end of the week goes with the game on Friday. So the pregame's gonna be Friday, and the weekend athletics show will go on Saturday. I'm gonna have to flip the two of them this week. Yeah, that's what I'm sitting here talking. As well, Paige Baker returns to the team. 18:02 was good for 13th place finish. And then, of course, freshman Peyton Fink coming home right behind her, 18:06 there as well. Others in the mix here, Bree Allen at an 18:12, Hannah Keltner at an 18:32, Anna Posdiva, 44th. Angie Pondler, 48th. And on the men's side, real quick, Jackson Escobel back with the team yet again. He and his classmate, Brock Olsen, inside the top 10. Escobel finished 9th at an 18:07 there and scored a personal best in a 6K there. Olsen, 10th, with a time of 18:11 there as well. The men are placing a lot now. And they're on the younger side now. Dylan Path, freshman, 16th last week at an 18:24 there. Logan Beckman, 21st at an 18:28. And then senior Julian Avila, 25th, 18:35. All of them landed in the top 25 right there. Also competed from this as well. Kenyon Buehler, Jesus Christ, 33rd, Jacob Norris, 43rd, Caleb Pettyman, 55th, and Vance Kerwig at a 69th, 19:32 there as well. So now, between this momentum builder here, the next time the K-State cross-country teams will step onto the court, respective courses, will not be until next month, October 3rd, in South Bend, for the Burke Cross Country Course. Hold on a second. For the Joe Payne Invitational at the Burke Cross Country Course. That is tough to say. The Burke Cross Country Course there, hosted by Notre Dame there as well. And I'm going to end on this here real quick. Back to head coach Bucknum about the freshmen. Again, this is a younger squad. A younger squad than we have seen since we have started the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Eddie Greer III here on this first cross-country episode here in 2025, at least the fall anyways. Quote, all in all, really proud of how Both teams finished the last half of their races today, and for our freshmen, who make up a big chunk of the team, stepped up and helped the overall team score. A lot of work to do, but looking forward to a solid training block before Notre Dame, end quote, there as well. So that is the next stop. Old Famous Notre Dame, baby. Old Famous Notre Dame. So we'll see what happens there as well. And we might come back to kind of run down these rosters, respectively, for the ladies who just coming off this victory at the Platte River Rumble Gold, while the team, well, the men's team coming in third place. So we'll have to circle back to this, because obviously there's other things to talk about. And I just, at the top of this postcast, talked about, Yes, the men's and women's golf teams, right? They're in battle right now. Let me switch over to my calendar here. Yes, so right now we will come. We'll talk about. I'm gonna sit and record these two respectively later on this evening. Men's golf Wildcat Invitational, home meet, baby. The traditional continues. It continues today, and actually it's a 2-day tournament, so that's going to end today as well. That's why I'm sitting here recording this podcast. I don't know where they're at right now. And Sam Golden Invitational for the women's team, women's golf team, come off a historic season. And of note here, I saw this on Instagram. Nanami Nakashima, your number one, your new number one in the lineup there after a great freshman year, now a sophomore. Now she, as far as what I looked at it anyways, the new number one in there as well. So we're going to take a look at all that. So definitely, we'll tap back into that. I'll have to sit tonight and record those respectively there, as both of those invitationals end today. And I don't know how the weather is. And I don't know how the weather. I don't know what the weather is right now compared to KC, where it just was sunny for a minute and then it started pouring ass raining. So, you don't know what you're going to get in this Midwest weather. So I say that all. Well, a lot of people say that. Nah, they got me saying that there as well. But congratulations to the K-State women's cross country team. Now have just as many wins as the K-State football team and the men's cross country team coming home and podium last Friday in Ashland, Nebraska, the Platte River meet up there, and got a month to get ready for Notre Dame. So that's that there as well. Myself and Alex Aiden will hop on over in the Podbean app tomorrow. Definitely ready for Alex's thoughts on what transpired in the last two games. Now, as K-State football is sitting 1-2, and this is a dangerous spot on the road, Arizona. We'll just see what happens there. That is Friday, so quick turnaround for this team. You got to get ready to play Arizona team, which is, again, got to remind everybody, it's a non-conference game, because before Arizona officially joined the Big 12, they signed a contract for a home and home. So there's that. That's well, again, we gotta see. Not gonna put expectations on it, but we're gonna talk about it here on this particular podcast. Alex Aiden out there in San Diego, California. Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. This has been another cross country edition of the Pearl Project Podcast. All things K-State sports. We'll talk to y'all on the next edition. Go Cats.